You know, it's a sad but true fact that the vast majority of men can't stand the sight of their wives. Yes, I know, you know, there's a part of you, there's a part of me back, you know, in for so many years where it's like, oh, but hold on, you know, like there'd be kickback and resistance to such a statement. I love my wife, and hey, look, I honour that part inside of you that I know you love your wife. But it's real, like, it's really important to get real about this. What I'm talking about is, like, not being able to stand the sight of your wives. I mean, do you feel inspired to the depths of your being when you see her in the morning? When you come home from work and you see her, your eyes lock in on her. Do you feel a wave of bliss and joy and appreciation coming over you of like, oh, I get to engage with this human being now? Very few. I know of very few men that even come close to that. And I know, like, there can be this resistance and it's like, yeah, but, like, I mean, that's the far end of the spectrum is not, can't stand the sight of them, of my wife. Well, like, just think about it. You know, how often, when she comes to you with her problem focus, when she's talking about sort of mundane, what your mind doesn't think are important things about the kids, about the house, she's, you know, upgrading the sitting room or some rooms, she's redecorating, she's going on, she's talking about problems at work, problems with her friends, she's gossiping, all of this. Like, do your eyes lock in on her and, like, want to engage open-heartedly with an open-hearted gaze, a softness in her, in your eyes? You know, like great love scenes where there's these great actors that just, they convey this, like, they're wrapping that woman up with the loving gaze of their eyes. Do you look at her like that? Or, more honestly, is there part of your eyes, and like we're talking about eyes here, the embodiment of where your eyes go in conversation, is there a part of your eyes that are a little bit distracted about what's going on around the place? And okay, in regular everyday life, you know, the mundane, there's not much conflict, but let's just tap into the argument eye focus test. When, might be a full on argument, but like, it's a bit of a challenging conversation. Where do your eyes go in a little bit of a challenging conversation when there's a problem, when there's something to deal with? You know, are you looking into the eyes of your woman, you know, with eyes, and your eyes, our eyes, where they focus, tell us tons about where our true intentionality is. So in these conversations, are your eyes locked in, focused upon your woman, like you're holding that gaze? Now, not in a stern gaze, like in a staring competition, like a fucking, like a prepubescent teenager at school with your mates. No, it's just like it's locked in with full intentionality on listening to your woman, on understanding her, on loving her up and appreciating her. Or are your eyes, you know, focusing on the door, unwittingly? Subconsciously, it's like you're on the door. Why? Because there's an activity going out that door that's more appealing to you. There's a vision focus activity beyond there. If you're, do your eyes ever glance at your gym bag? Why? Because there's an end vision focus activity. You know, it's something that's a masculine core activity. There's an end goal. Your eyes go to where the masculine core of you feels comfort. You know, you look at, depending on the intensity of the argument, I mean, you could be out in a public place and you look at a hot waitress because there's a part of your masculine part. There's an end vision there. Like, I mean, you could be fucking whore rather than dealing with this problem in the moment. There's an end goal. The nice guy might go, yeah, but I wouldn't really be thinking that. But there's a part that glances there. There's an avoidance. There's the masculine core center wants a vision that it can see an end goal and go for it. We're in our best mode when we're in that. TV. you know, you're having that conversation and, you know, your wife gets sort of pissed off. She's like, oh, can you just forget the match for a moment? But there's a part of your masculine core wants to look at the match rather than engage in this conversation in this moment. Why? Because there's an end goal. There's a vision to the end of the match. There's a journey beginning, middle to end. We like that. Our masculine core part really likes that. Something that's really important in upgrading how we actually view our wives in marriage is to accept that at our core, men, we are mission-oriented beings. Masculine-cored men are mission-oriented beings. You think about the proudest moments in your life, those moments when you look back on and you're like, wow, you know, like I conquered. They all started with a vision. Your brain, your nervous system had impregnated itself with an outer vision, internalized within yourself, that it's like where you are now and that end vision. That end vision is the thing that just taps into the greatest part of you as a man, of me as a man. Think about those moments for a moment. Reflect on them. Maybe there was some academic excellence where you just got that degree, you dug deep, you just like really went and you got that PhD or your master's, some training. Maybe you know, your next level belt in jiu-jitsu or some martial arts. There was some mega ultra marathon, Ironman, some sporting performance. Maybe something at work, you like a vision for your business and you just brought it to that next level. There was always a vision there. And it's that vision that brings out the best of our masculine core, because we're mission-oriented beings. A man, you know, in many senses, a man without a vision is a man that's lost. You know, the masculine core center, maybe not exclusively, but like the greatest part of our being, our masculine core characteristics, are tapped into when we have a vision to go after. You know, our leadership skills, our visionary part, our rational mind that loves solving problems, so loves solving problems on a step-by-step journey towards manifesting a vision. The discernment, the systematized, where we like to compartmentalize things and set out a plan and schedule things in. There's so many other characteristics of our masculine being, descriptors of it, and the best is brought out of them with a vision. Now, when a brain has a vision, the eyes then know to focus on traction or distraction. It's one or other. Traction is this mode where you're gaining traction. It's like this mechanical term. It's like traction. You're gripping into your reality to move yourself forward towards the manifestation of this vision. And distraction is, well, it's the opposite. You're not gripping yourself and moving forward and gaining forward momentum towards anything. Distraction is just like you're doing whatever in the moment. You're just like social media. You're drinking an extra beer that you didn't need. You're just gossiping. You're talking crap. You're zoning out and watching TV. It's just distracted mode. You're caught in your head, mentally masturbating, fantasizing about bullshit that's not going to bring anything in your life. That's distraction. Now, distraction is the default mode of the eyes of a man that has no vision. Now, this is general, like there's whole general life. This can be generalized to whole life. I mean, like a man without a vision in life is just going to be a distracted man. He's very, like, you'll know within several seconds if you're in the company of a man without vision. Definitely, if you're a man with a vision, you'll feel it. If you're a man without a vision yourself, you're probably going to seek out other guys that don't have vision, mediocre. You're going to talk the same shit different day, roundabout sort of reality cycle. So a brain with a vision is able to guide the eyes to seek opportunities for progress. Now, eyes with no vision do not seek opportunities for progress. Think about it. If the brain doesn't have a vision, well, then the eyes that have no guiding vision, they don't have a command from inside of themselves to look for opportunities for progress. Because, like, no vision, well, what are you progressing towards? The system hasn't been set to look for anything. So the default is looking for distraction. And this is the key aspect, probably the number one reason why men deep down can't stand the sight of their wives is they have no vision for their marriage. 99.9% of husbands have no vision for how they'd like their intimate life to show up in a year's time. They've no vision at all for how their marriage, how their ways of being able to communicate in deep conversation with their wives, how that'll look in 12 months' time, 6 months' time, in 5 years' time. They've no combined vision of their lives together. So beyond their sex life, beyond their way of communicating with their woman, like, what's that 5-year vision, 1-year, 10-year vision? You know, how do you want your life to look together? You know, a vision that honors your unique desires and needs and your highest expression in life, and the same for your woman. What does that look like? The vast majority of men have not done this, so they're going into the marriage arena on a daily basis with zero guiding vision, which conditions their eyes to look for what? Distraction. And the eyes without any vision in relationship with your woman, it's going to create a distinct discomfort, because your eyes tell you everything about how your nervous system is set up. Where your eyes have a vision, they will look towards that and they will start seeking opportunities for progress. But if you have no vision, and assuming that you're part of the 99.9%, I know my most challenging times with my queen, I speak to it again and again, it's 12 and a half years, and it's my most challenging times in relating with my woman, when it was like same shit, different day. Like, that was the best case scenario, but it was like awful shit every couple of days, every couple of weeks. There was arguments, it was intense, the disconnection, it was horrible. I had no vision. So there was a part of me, I didn't want to look at my woman, because my woman, it was like looking at her was a reflection of, well, where's this going? There was like a feeling deep down of hopelessness, because without a vision, you can't have hope. And what is hope? Hope is the idea that, well, you know, the situation I'm looking at today, well, tomorrow's going to be a nudge better. And definitely I know for a fact that, you know, in a month's time, 6 months' time, a year's time, this situation is going to be, it's going to be significantly better. That's hope. Without a vision, your nervous system can't experience the feeling of hope. Without hope, the nervous system is not going to be comfortable at all looking at a situation that it's like, well, there's no hope here. Like, this situation, the way I'm communicating, when I look at this human being, this woman in the eyes, when I look at her, it's uncomfortable to feel a lack of hope. It's hopelessness. It's like, man, this is just like we're in the same shit, different day. We're communicating the same. It's like mundane. It's a struggle. She criticizes me. She feels rejection. I look at her and, like, you know, you know the things that your eyes will see. She ends up feeling repulsed by me. She's upset with me. You know, she's points out so often, like, the things I'm not doing. That really triggers. So your eyes, when you are met progressively, and here's the thing, slowing down for a moment. In the beginning, I mean, your eyes were inspired by her. You were probably sexually turned on by her. You felt your eyes were looking out for moments and opportunities back in the beginning. And this is where guys, like, you slip mysteriously, unwittingly from, wow, I love this woman. Wow, it was all amazing. It was all sunshine and bliss and joy and rainbows and fucking unicorns and all the good fantasy shit in the beginning. But then kids came along, then work came along, then fucking buying your own house, doing up your own house, then in-laws, outlaws, sick parents, the whole lot of life came in. The overwhelming demands that are being placed upon modern men came in for you. So more and more your eyes, instead of being lit up by your woman, actually, they're switched off. Your eyes, your nervous system is like, oh, more of this? She's just like a river. She becomes, over time, like a river of problems. And why? Why? Number one reason. You have no vision. I want to just like slow down for a second. Maybe I'm making an assumption. Maybe I've only been speaking with the 99.9% of guys. And I want to slow down with you. Do you have a well-defined, clarified vision for how your marriage, your relationship with your wife, how that looks in 12 months' time? Or 3 months' time, or 5 months' time? Do you have a set vision? Maybe you do. Maybe this episode has nothing to do with you. But if you are honestly saying, no, actually, I haven't done that. I don't have that. I haven't journaled. I have no idea about that. Well, then, you're setting unwittingly. And here's the thing, guys. In all of these episodes, it's like it's conversational. None of this is ever meant to be. It's like, hey, you know, like another fucking person in your existence pointing the finger at you going, well, you're fucking up here as well. No, that's not the point. But it is the point is like you can only transform any, the only foundation for transforming any situation in your life first is awareness. Without awareness that there's an aspect of your current reality that you can show up a little bit better, a little bit more effective, until you're aware of that opportunity for growth, that opportunity for change, I mean, you can't make the change. So it's like there's a fist pump, there's like a fist of fury going out, boom, connecting with you. If you don't have a vision here, I encourage you, I wholeheartedly really bring your attention and invite you to sort of give yourself an inner high five and go, yeah, okay, cool. This is something I can work with. Not take it as, you know, one more criticism. No, I really want my whole heart. I'm getting messages back and I love the guys that, you know, that have sent me emails or to reach out in social media, send me messages of transformation that's happening. You know, it's like I get messages where, oh man, I've listened to half the episode and full episode and I just like, I made that one little tweak and, you know, it's like I'm having better sex now where I'm feeling more connected than ever before. You know, thanks, man. I love those and that's what I want. You know, I really, my greatest intention here alone in my room, you know, doing another podcast episode, there's a certain loneliness in this. But the whole point is that ye guys around the world listening in, genuinely, I'm leaning in here. The whole point is to support you with simple, practical, high leverage habits, ideas, strategies, name them what you want, bits of life advice that you can act on. And this episode today is, it's a fucking big one. It's a massive one. So, well, what's the antidote then? I mean, it's like quite simple. But it can be quite frightening as well because, you know, we can deep down feel a bit of shame or a lot of shame, quite incompetent in relationship, in marriage, in our sex life. There can be parts of our relationship that, like, I know I would have been scared shitless to, I was scared shitless to write out a vision about my sex life because I had so much shame there. It was like I experiencing what would be called erectile dysfunction for clarity of communication. It's a negative term. My cock was my whole sexual energetic center was working perfectly. There's forget about the philosophy of that. It wasn't dysfunctional. It was mirroring back exactly where I needed to work on. But the basic point is that setting a vision can actually bring up quite a bit of shame, because there can be this feeling, if you've been in this negative feedback loop of unquestioned hopelessness of, well, how is this ever going to be better? It can be quite triggering to set a vision, because it can mirror back. It's like deep down, you might have, and most guys have this deep down belief that they just mightn't be good enough as a man to transform the relationship. So writing a vision out can be quite revealing. It takes a lot of courage. I really want to make that like sure for you. But I'm also sort of, by saying it takes a lot of courage, I'm inviting you, and masculine, we grow by challenge. I'm challenging you to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, man, bat it out of the park, take an hour if you can and if you choose to draw up, write up, draw pictures, whatever, write up a vision, 12-month vision of where you want to see your marriage be. I challenge you to do that. It's going to be one of the most meaningful things. And that will map out, okay, that's going to be like 12 months. Let's just focus in on a 12-month vision. 12 months is enough time to keep it compelling. You know, 10 years, fuck that, like it's cool. Let's 12 months, it makes it compelling, but it sort of gives like 365 days of potentiality to sow seeds of potentiality, and you can have time to figure it out. It gives you time to work with. I challenge you to set that vision. So it starts, it's uncomfortable in the beginning when you set a vision, because it's like, well, okay, that's where I want to be, but fuck me, I'm nowhere near that. And I want you to have a vision where you're nowhere near it. Don't set a vision where it's like, yeah, a cough, a fart, and a fucking scratch of your arse and you're there. No, set a vision that's compelling, that it compels you to dig deep and take courageous action to get there. I mean, listening into this podcast, you're going to be having plenty, like a river of ideas to act on. So it's not that you're starting empty-handed. You have the resource. So set that vision. How do you set a vision? Like, the difficulty that a lot of guys have, I know myself in the beginning, when I started setting a vision for how I wanted my married life, my marriage specific, marriage and sex life and my communication, the patterns of communication with my wife, and then more general into married life, the whole lot, what our future was. What was kicking up was, I struggled to get to what I wanted, and my mind was actually going, was churning up what I didn't want. Because that's the beautiful thing. I encourage you to look at it like this. It's a beautiful thing when your mind can only focus on what you don't want. It's like, well, I'm fucking nowhere near it. Like, I don't even know how to set a vision, because, and then it tells you what you don't like seeing. So if your mind is there, we'll start with that. Answer the question, what do I not like seeing in my marriage today? Because here's the secret part of manifesting. When you know what you don't want, by default, you then have clarity in what you do want. Repeat that again. When you know what you do not want, that gains you immediate clarity on what you do want. So, let's just go, it's like, hey, you're having arguments all the time. You hate arguments. That level of disconnection, your inner child, it beats the shit out of you. Yeah, you can protect yourself by fucking blaming her or like walking out, stonewalling, whatever, but it's just not nice. There's a part of you, like that inner child, that sweet, that lover archetype, you just love melting into connection. By the way, so do I, and so does every single man listening in, every single man not listening in, that's in a deep, long-term, committed relationship, marriage. You love that feeling of being wrapped up by your woman and feeling deep connection. You got to start there and honor that is the deepest desire. That's why you're with her. So anything that is not that, that's what you don't want. So it hurts. It's horrible to have arguments. Well, you hate arguments. Oh, I hate, we're fucking always having arguments. Well then, what you do want is the opposite of that. In 12 months' time, I want to see no arguments. I want to see harmonious, beautiful connection and conversation. I want to be able to converse with my woman without just ending up in stonewalling and arguments. And there, oh, without. No, actually, I want to be able to speak harmoniously and lovingly and deep connection. All conversations. That's it. Sex life. Oh, like, currently, I hate the fact that, you know, I haven't had sex in 6 months and it's horrible and, like, she rejects me and anytime I try to initiate, it just goes into, like, a shit fit of, like, there's just, it's horrible. Okay? Well, you have your clarity there. You know what you don't want? Well, then shift in. What's the opposite of that? In 12 months' time, I want to have a regular, passionate sex life with this beautiful woman. I want to feel attraction. I want her to feel attracted by me. I want that flowing in a beautiful way. Boom, done. What I hate about my marriage now is, like, you know, she criticizes me all the time and she's like, it's horrible. It's this river of criticism and, like, she's always pointing out my shortfalls, my flaws. Ah, okay, so in a year's time, I want my woman appreciating me. I want her seeing plenty of evidence in my life of where I'm actually showing up amazingly. I want that positive feedback from her. You name it. Like, the list will go on. What do I not like seeing in my marriage today will be the building block of clarity to what you do want to see in 12 months' time. So, play with that. Answer that question. What do I not like seeing in my marriage today? Write that at the top of a blank A4 sheet page and just journal for 5-10 minutes. Go with what you don't like seeing and then opposite side, flip it over, write what you do want. Then obviously, you can ask the second question. You know, if you have struggled and you needed to start with the first prompt, then, what would I love to see in my marriage after 1 year? Just go there. And here's the thing, it's like, blank page. Disconnect from your past. And where resistance can come in this is, we have, like, belief systems. You know, like, at the deepest level, our brain and nervous system will feel compelled to give us evidence that supports the identity we have. There can be an edge, quite an edge, and quite a bit of fear can come up when you're writing a vision, because it's like you're expanding beyond the reality that your identity today is comfortable with. Even if there's a lot of dysfunction in your relationship, your identity is at one with that discomfort, is at one with that way your relationship is today. You might hate it, but it's like there's a ceiling of where beyond that, your nervous system, your current identity, mapped in base level operating system of your brain and nervous system, it is printing out and creating a reality on a daily basis where it's at its limit. It's uncomfortable to write a vision that sort of, by default, challenges your identity today to shift. That's good. My encouragement is, like, just go best case scenario. 12 months best case scenario. Be daring, be bold. I really want to support you guys to be the transformative force in your marriage. So often, because our masculine, because we have no vision, we're not leading in our marriage. You know, just the whole core golden thread in this episode is, if you're a man without a vision in marriage, well, you're not going to be leading or going anywhere, and your eyes are going to be sort of repulsed by your woman in front of you. You're going to be avoidant of looking at her because reflecting back, you've no vision. It's reflecting back that your masculine core has nowhere to express here. So, the flip of the coin, or, do you know, in times, I like the image of, as a kid, I used to always play with magnets. whenever I found magnets, I play with them for ages and ages. Whereas, like, there's that repulsive part, and, like, you know, that invisible force in between. I'm imagining any child, any guy was fascinated. Maybe I was the only boring geek among y'all, but you remember that, like, you just, this invisible force, I used to, like, it was mind-boggling for me. There was this invisible force, and it was like, no matter how hard I pushed, that repulsive force, that is like a man trying to enter into marriage, into deep intimacy with his woman without a vision. There's an invisible force that he just doesn't fucking want to lock in with her. Because you'll be burned up and spat out every single time without a vision. But when you flip that over, a man with a vision is like flipping one pole of those magnets over to now attraction. Boom! Boom! They're locked in. Nothing can break them apart. You become the leading transformative force in your relationship. Why? Because you have a vision. Now every single thing, and there's going to be many steps, be realistic, but like you with a vision, you do this exercise today, as soon as always. This podcast is not about you fucking, it's not about distraction, by the way. Most guys out there are listening into podcasts as a way of just distracting themselves on the way to work as they're jogging. They listen in passively. It's like, yeah, it's inspiring. I like listening to that guy. I like listening to a bit of X, Y, or Z, whatever the guys are. Yeah, it's super cool and blah, 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 blah. But like, do you lock in and actually take one bit of insight and information and apply it with like samurai black belt level implementation afterwards? Every episode, every book that you read, vast majority of men don't do that. My encouragement is that you engage with this. Don't have it as like a distracting thing that, yeah, I was listening on my jog, on my commute to work, I was listening in, I like he talks about marriage and blah 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 blah. It's like, it's cool to a level, but I invite you to lean in, to do the exercise. Because you with a vision, you will show up motivated, you will show up on fire, you will show up, and naturally your nervous system, your eyes will show up. You're going to be looking at your woman, you're going to be looking at to where you really are, so you can recognize what are opportunities for progress. Now you have a vision, now you have where you want to get and where you are. And that gap in between, your whole masculine core with that vision is going to be like, how do I get to that vision? I want to get there. You're going to be feeling like every single positive part of your neurochemistry is going to be supporting you. The dopamine, the oxytocin, the willingness, the desire to figure a way. Your rational mind, it's like, I don't like where I am now. I've clarity on what I don't like. I've clarity about what I do like. How do I get there? What's the next step? What's the next action to get there? What do I need to tweak? And in all of this, if you don't like how she's showing up, if you've been listening in for a while, the core trait here is extreme ownership. Only focus in. When you get that vision, only focus in on what is within your control. Your thoughts, your words, your actions. You're in complete control when you focus your mind there. Your way to get from where you are now, and I honor wherever you are now. It doesn't matter. Like, no sex for 12 months. Doesn't matter. Arguments all the time. Does not matter. You're loved. You're accepted. It's like an absolute fucking shithole disaster. She's flirting around with guys. I feel like impotent. Does not matter. It does not matter where you are now. Your financial situation. It's ruining everything. Does not matter. What does matter is you set that vision and you obsessively focus on that on a daily basis to find little tiny next actions and incessantly plant those seeds of potentiality from today. Do that and you will rapidly become the transformative force in your relationship, and because you will have shifted significantly from distracted mode, which fucking repulses your woman, she hates seeing you in distracted mode, you will instead make a massive step, and she will feel this, maybe not day one, day two, day three, but you consistently show up with driven by that vision of clarity inside of yourself of how you want to transform your relationship, your woman will feel you're now seeking traction, you're seeking those progress, you're showing up in a different way. She will feel your kingliness, the warrior energy, that warrior focus. She will love that. She will love that you're a man on mission. And what's your mission? That's tapping into the core element of your masculine, beautiful nature. So much shaming of men today, but fuck me, a man unleashed. What will your mission be? Transforming your marriage. What a fucking turn on for your woman. Instead of like burning yourself up exclusively in work, she doesn't mind your work, she doesn't mind your sports, she doesn't mind all of these other missions. She's actually inspired. What hurts her most is you're getting your dopamine kicks from all these other missions and you have no mission at home. It will turn her on to no levels, to levels you do not, you've never seen in your woman. When you show up with a vision compelling you to a better future and to obsessively focus on next actions and progress now in your marriage. This podcast, I've renamed it, Be the Husband She Brags About. A woman that has a husband who has a vision, his best case scenario vision, and is going for it in marriage, she will brag about you, because why? She will have a man that is one in a million. No, nay, fuck it. Let's call it true. It's one in a billion. And why be any other form of husband? Kingly brothers around the planet, our collective mission, our mantra, what our vision is moving forward in this podcast, in this movement, it's simple, it's potent, and it's absolutely real. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing, extraordinary, vision-fueled Kingly Day.